Matthew chapter 8. And when he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper, coming near, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can cleanse me. And stretching out his hand, he touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony to them. And when he entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant is lying in the house paralyzed, terribly tormented. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not fit for you to enter under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my slave, Do this, and he does it. Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed, Truly I say to you, with no one in Israel have I found such great faith. But I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will recline at table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, as you have believed, so be it done to you. And his servant was healed in that hour. And Jesus, coming into Peter's house, saw his mother-in-law lying down and in a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and served him. And when evening fell, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word, and all those who were ill he healed, so that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, He himself took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to depart to the other side. And a scribe came near and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of heaven have roosts, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And another of the disciples said to him, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead. And when he stepped into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, so that the boat was covered by the waves, but he was sleeping. And they came near and roused him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And he said to them, Why are you cowardly, you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What kind of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he came to the other side, into the region of the Gadarenes, two possessed by demons met him, as they were coming out of the tombs, so exceedingly fierce that no one was able to pass by on that road. And behold, they cried out, saying, What do we have to do with you, Son of God? Have you come here before the time to torment us? Now there was a good way off from them a herd of many hogs feeding, and the demons entreated him, saying, If you cast us out, send us into the herd of hogs. And he said to them, Go. And they came out, and went into the hogs. And behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep slope into the sea, and they died in the waters. And those who were feeding them fled and went away into the city and reported everything, including what had happened to those possessed by demons. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they entreated him to depart from their borders.